Hello, everybody. I'm Micah Stipic here with
Caroline Can Tell Me.
Today, we're talking about if Redwood has given up. Here we go. I think in life, we have a sort of balance between responsibility and like the things we have to do, and then also like pushing ourselves. So like there's what we have to do, and then there's kind of what we want to do. And sometimes we want to do something and we give up what we have to do, and we have to do something, we give up what we want to do. I guess as what I'm saying is like sometimes we're at a point where we need to, or we need to like try to improve ourselves, where we're not in a good emotional state and we end up giving up part of our responsibilities because we think we can't handle it, you know? And I was wondering if Redwood has given up on responsibilities, or if we've given up on improving ourselves because we don't think we can handle it. If we've tapped out. What do you think about that?
I think to an extent I agree, and like we've been through a lot the past couple of years with COVID and everything, so I feel like we have had to give up on certain things because they haven't been possible with the mandatory things like the state and government have made us like go by.
Okay, we have students. I feel like I have to sugarcoat this. We have students that literally spend all their periods in a class doing nothing.
Yeah.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think causes that sort of lack of effort?
The lack of effort that has influenced these students, I feel, has come from just lifelessness and like feeling like being at school has no purpose. Like in America we get free education, and like that is such a gift, but I feel like people overlook that and take it for granted, and because they feel like they're getting nothing out of the education they have been given freely. And I think this is caused by probably their surroundings and the environment of school, because I feel like when I walk into school, it just feels very dragged and like down, and like it just feels saddened, and like I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I think that's very... That's very interesting. The idea that, like, because we have it in terms of education, we don't know that we, like, should want it, I guess. And we actually need it, but we take it for complete granted. That's really interesting. I think, I'm wondering, like, if you think there's a cure for this, or is it just, like, or do we just... Are we born either a trier or a neglector, or is there some sort of like point in our lives where we go get them?
I feel like, yeah. I feel like there's a point in our lives where we like, there's just this epiphany, aha moment where we're like, wow, I've been like neglecting this so much, and I've been taking this for granted. I need to try more, and I need to turn my life around. But like that doesn't happen at the same time for everyone. For some people that happens earlier because it is instilled to them by their parents and their surroundings growing up, and for others they don't have that. And so they have to learn that on their own. And I think that's just a hard thing about life, learning that it is up to you to take initiative and to take hold of your life by the horns and just like lead where you want to go.
Yeah, I think I definitely agree. I think that's one of the most difficult things about life. We always like, whenever we're in a bad situation, we know we need to get out. We often look for other things to be the,
the like the cure,
the savior. Like, we're like, oh, well, as soon as this happens, sometimes we say we'll do it, but we are waiting on a condition on ourselves. It's like, well, as soon as this happens, then I'll blank. And there's never going to be that thing that happens. And it's always going to be a plunge. And I think one of the worst and best things about life is that these moments like never stop. Like, we'll always have to take that plunge, and we'll always have those aha moments, as you described them. And I think there's just that, like, for the rest of our lives, there's never a point where we're like, we've outgrown them.
Yeah, you live and learn, and you just have to take in the world as it is and just receive it with a just like learning ears, if that makes sense, and just like receiving it and understanding you won't know how to approach some situations, but you will learn from them and grow from them at, as a person. And
So then I guess, like, I guess then the real question is, like, is it really a matter of have we given up, or is it more of a matter of have we never started? Like, are we just, are those that seem to have given up on life really just those that are, like, waiting for their aha moment?
Yeah, I'd agree. Yeah, I feel like, at least for me, COVID really hit hard. And it was super hard for me. And when I, like, put life into perspective and was like, I'm in charge of my life, and I'm in charge of how I receive things and take things in. And if I don't do anything about it, they're not going to get better. And they're not going to, like, turn around for the good. And so, yeah, I think that, I think that Redwood hasn't given up, but, it just hasn't given all the tools needed to support students. They're trying, but, like, sometimes they're, not received in the light that they need to be received in. And I feel like if we had, like, more student representation, then maybe we could advocate for ourselves better and stuff like that.
I think that's very interesting. You're like dropping gold in this podcast. It's just some great message of, like, really, it comes to the point where it's totally worth it to search for your aha moment.
Yeah.
And I mean, I hope maybe this podcast could give somebody an aha moment. That would be best case scenario. I would be so happy. But, like, I hope anyone listening just, like, has a new realization to go for it in the ways they think they can't.
Yeah.
Like, the ways that they think they're unable to. You just have to take that plunge, regardless of your situations, because, you know, your situation may be A or B, but, you know, you're also a factor in that situation, and you're going to be what turns that around, I think. Let's see. I don't think I actually have anything else to talk about.
Really?
Short podcast today, so.
Very short.
I know. So, I always make my guest come up with a sign off. So if you'd like to sign us off.
Wow, on the spot.
Yeah. On the spot. That's the idea. There we go.
Thanks for listening in.
Thanks for listening.
Yep.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.